Good morning, brothers and sisters again.
弟兄姊妹, 再一次, 早晨。
I hope you're still awake.
希望你还没睡着觉,
And you know, you remember last year, I don't know whether you were in our midst last time when I came.
上次来的时候呢, 不知道你有没有在我们当中呢?
And I share on the theme, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我在交通的信息, 就是在主的恩典和话语上来长进。
And after I heard that I would be coming here visiting you again,
我从知道要再来到探望你的时候开始,
I was waiting before the Lord, what should I be sharing with you?
我就在主面前等候,应当与大家交通什么呢?
And the Lord gradually laid clear in my heart.
慢慢主给我心里边清楚,
is to share with you again on growing.
再跟大家交通, 在主面前的生长,
but this time is growing up as sons.
今次呢,就是, 成长成为儿子,
growing as sons.
作为儿子成长,
because this is the will of God.
因为这个是主的,
so before we share, I would like to pray again.
在开始之前再一次有祷告。
Lord, we commit this time again to your hands.
主，我再一次将这个聚会交主的手里面。
Oh Lord, we pray for the Holy Spirit to anoint us.
愿意圣灵来恩膏我们。
And that you lift it up to yourself.
我将这些交主的手里面。
Oh Lord, you lift up our spirit to you.
主，愿意你来到在那里来提升我们的灵。
Oh, you lift up your will in our heart.
将你自己的旨意在我里面给我提醒。
Oh Lord, you do the work of setting free.
主在你那里作释放工作,
you do the work of increase.
你作成增加的工作,
you do the work of increasing the life of Jesus in ourselves.
主你作成将基督耶稣的生命在我里面增加的工作。
Lord, you cause us to grow as sons before you.
叫我们在主的面前作为儿子的成长。
Because you desire sons.
因为你愿意得着儿子。
You desire sons growing and maturing into the full mature manhood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We know that we are all Christians, we believe in Jesus. And we know that we are believers when we believe in Jesus. But I don't know how many of us realize that we are sons.
但我不知道我当中有多少人晓得我是作为儿子。
So I'd like to share with you the beginning of sonship, the growing up of sonship, and the final consummation of sonship.
所以我要跟大家交通, 儿子的名分的开始, 他的进程, 和, 得着儿子的名分的终结。
First of all, you know that in the parable of the prodigal son,
我们晓得在这个浪子的比喻当中,
return to Luke chapter 15,
在这个路加福音的第15章,
we won't read the whole passage of 11 to the end of the chapter, because it is a rather long passage and we have several passages to look through.
我们不会由第十一节一直读到尾,因为我们时间有限,我们还有其他圣经要读的。
First of all, I'd like to share with you that the theme, the main message of Luke, the theme and the main message of Luke,
路加福音那个主要信息,
is a very important verse in Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
在路加福音, 19章第10节,
Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
路加福音19章10节.
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
And the Son of Man,
人者,
to come to save that, to come to seek and to save that which is lost.
要来寻找, 拯救失丧的人,
the Son of Man.
人者,
you know, man,
你知道人吗？
Man, the original, the first man, do you know who is the first man?
哪个第一个人啊？
Adam.
亚当。
Do you know the meaning of the word Adam?
你知道亚当是什么意思啊？
Man.
就是人。
He is man.
他就是人啊。
He is also the representation of humanity.
他都是作为全人的代表。
And you, in Luke, when Luke wrote this gospel,
当路加来写这个福音的时候，
he did a lot of research.
他做了很多查考。
He himself is a doctor, we learned in Colossians.
在哥罗西书我晓得这个是一个医生路加。
And he is a Greek, a Gentile.
他是外邦的希腊人。
And he said to us in the first chapter of his letter that he said, I'm going to write to you, Theophilus. I just read this a few verses in Luke chapter 1.
在路加第一章的时候呢，他又讲到这个写信给提奥菲罗。
And he said, I write to you this record and in an accurate way.
他说我是提笔作书照我们中间所成就的事来到写的，详细考察过的。
I would mean that he has done a lot of research.
即是说他做过很多的考察。
He went back to look at all the facts.
他回去来到查考过这个事实。
Of Jesus.
关乎耶稣。
In his birth.
关乎他的出身。
In his genealogy.
关乎他的家谱。
And he said to this friend or this important person, he said, I am writing to you, laying before you these facts.
他就对这个提阿菲罗讲，我就将这些事都详细考察，按着次序写给你的，给你知道都是确实的。
You be assured.
你会知道是确实的。
And you are sure that there's no, you can rely on this record.
你可以依靠这个记录。
So this letter has become one of the gospels.
这封信就成为我们的福音书。
And this letter has been read by millions and millions of people.
成千上万的人来读过这卷书。
And not only a letter to the most excellent Theophilus, but to all of us.
不单只是写给提奥菲罗大人，而是写给我们所有的人。
That we may be sure of the certainty of these things that he has, thou has been instructed.
就是使你知道所学的道都是确实的。
This is in verse 4.
这个就是第四节。
Without spending more time there, I would like to tell you that in the genealogy of Jesus,He traced back the genealogy of Jesus. First of all, he said he was supposed to be the son of Joseph. Supposed to be. He meant that he wasn't really the son of Joseph, but supposed to be. Why? Because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and not by Joseph.
他来讲到，譬如讲到这个耶稣的家谱的时候呢，他又讲到这个耶稣是被称为约瑟的儿子，这个是被称为的，因为呢主耶稣是被圣灵所感人的。
This is Luke chapter 3, verse 23.
这个是路加福音第三章的第23节。依人看来，他是约瑟的儿子。
Supposed to be. So he's very careful because he knew, he did research, he even went to Mary to check on this. What happened? Is it really?Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
因为他来查考过，他甚至乎去问过玛利亚，他要查考耶稣基督是不是从圣灵感孕的。
So he make it very clearly that he's supposed to be through Joseph, the father, the earthly father.
所以他说依人看来，约瑟的儿子。
Then he traced it back to the end of, in verse 38, that And Adam is the son of God.
然后这个家谱一直往上去到亚当是神的儿子第38节。
So he says that Adam, not just the man means Adam, but he is the son of God.
这个亚当不单止是人的意思，并且他是神的儿子。
It's a son.
啊，就是儿子。
God created Adam and wanted him to be the son.
神创造亚当的时候是愿意他成为儿子的。
So in this whole book of Luke, we have the son of man, the son of man, the first man, Adam, and now we have the son of man, the last Adam.
在这本路加福音里面，我们看见有这个人子，我又看见亚当第一个人，我又看见人子就是耶稣基督，就是第二个人。
In the first Adam, everything was lost.
在第一个人里面，所有东西都迷失。
The purpose of God in creating man was lost through them.
神创造人的旨意在亚当里面失落了。
We don't find anything good in Adam.
在亚当里面没有一样是好的。
We are all descendants of Adam.
我们都是属乎亚当的。
We lost the image of God. When he created us, he created us in his image. We lost that.
当神要创造人的时候，是按照形象来做的。我们将这个神的形象失落了。
And we lost that purpose of God that he wanted man to rule over this land.
我们都将神的旨意失落了。神创造人的时候，愿意人来管理这个全地。
And actually, the first word of God to Adam was, "Where are you?"
神第一句话向亚当讲就系你在哪里
？When he has eaten the fruits of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, they hid themselves. And when God went to find them, the first word to man was, "Where are you?"
当人吃咗分辨是恶树嘅果子，将自己藏起上嚟。神去寻找人的时候，第一句话就是你在哪里
？Not because he didn't know where they were.
不是神不知道他在边度。
God knew where they were.
神肯定知道他在边度。
God knew where they were hiding.
神知道他匿在边度。
But that word "where are you" means that you're lost.
神话你在哪里，意思就是你失落了。
We are all lost.
我们都全部失落。
And we lost to the extent that we are far off from God.
我们失落到我们远离神。
So far off.
甚远。
We don't know him.
我们不认识神。
So Luke started off in his in this letter. He said he wanted to let us see that this Son of Man, in John's Gospel is the Son of God, but in his letter, in the Gospel of Luke. It's the Son of Man. That is the last Adam. In this last Adam, we found the purpose of God's creation.
在这个路加福音里面就是讲到人子，在约翰福音里面就是讲到神子。在这个路加福音来讲，神就愿意藉着他话，在这个第二个亚当里面，就这个人子里面寻找回神的旨意。
You see, the last Adam, Jesus,It's a life-giving spirit. That is, he gives the spirit of God. And that life, that spirit of God, gives us life.
末后的亚当里面有神的灵，这个神的灵就是神的生命，将神的生命赐过给我们。
He makes us alive.
他叫我们再活起上来。
So, I think to myself, the most important chapter in Luke is chapter 15.
对我来讲，在路加福音最重要的一章呢，就是第十五章。
Because the theme, the main desire, the main yearning of God is to come and to seek and to save that which is lost.
因为神里边嗰个嘅旨意、那个渴望，就是要嚟寻找失丧嘅人。
So there are three parables in this chapter.
在这个章圣经里面有三个的比喻。
And they talk about those things. The first one is the lost sheep. The second one is the lost silver coin. And the third one is the lost son.
第一个比喻是失落的羊。第二个比喻是失落的钱。第三个比喻是失落的浪子。
So God is the Lord is trying to help us to realize that God lost a son.
呢啲比喻系叫我哋晓得神失落咗佢嘅儿子。
The other two parables also talk about the lost sheep. The first one is that the Lord is the shepherd is going to find his sheep.
啊，第一个比喻失羊嘅比喻就讲呢、这个啊主咧必然要寻找到个失羊嘅。
Not only in Israel, but among the Gentiles, he said he has another flock. He wants to lead them together.
啊，唔单止系喺啊以色列当中。并且外邦人当中，佢话佢有另外一群羊，要引佢哋翻嚟羊圈嘅里边。
And in the second parable, most people would explain that it is to do with a marriage. This woman who lost one silver coin, which is part of the ten, this is something to do with the marriage of herself to the husband.
有啲人咧解释一节圣经咧，话十块钱失落咗一块咧，系讲到啊呢、这个同丈夫嘅婚姻。
Because in that custom, the husband would give the wife a chain of silver coins, a chain, and then the chain is put on her head.
啊，因为喺传统嘅里边咧，啊丈夫咧俾佢个太太咧啊一串嘅啊银钱，呢、这个一串银钱咧摆喺啊呢、这个啊啊女人嘅头上嘅。
And you, it says that. If you lose one silver coin, it means that you are not faithful to the husband.
啊，如啊传统里边就话，如果呢一串嘅银钱失咗一个银钱咧，意思就系你同啊你向你个丈夫不忠啦。
So in brief, it's just the second parable is just to say that God has found, God wants to find a bride.
啊，喺呢个比喻里边，好似就系话到。主要寻找一个新妇。
And this is the church that includes Israel and us, the Gentiles.
啊，呢个就系讲到教会，包括咗以色列啊同埋外邦嘅信徒。
So he has found in humanity a bride.
喺啊人嘅里边，好寻找一个新妇。
Now the third one is that one which I want to share with you, sonship.
啊，第三个比喻就系我今日要同大家交通嘅儿子嘅名分。
God never wants a servant.
啊，神所要嘅唔系仆人。
This prodigal son, when he returned, he said, "Oh, I will be just a servant."
啊，呢个浪子当我回家嘅时候，我唔配，我只有愿意作你嘅仆人。
But this is never the intention, the purpose of the father.
啊，呢个唔从来唔系神啊呢个父亲嘅旨意。
And he wants a son.
佢所要嘅一个儿子。
And this son was lost but found.
这个儿子失落了，现今他又重新得着了。
This son was dead but alive.
啊，曾经死去，现今又活了。
He wants such a son.
他要一个这样的儿子。
A son to have this relationship with him in having his life.
啊，就是一个这样的儿子和他有个生命的关系。
And not just to serve him as a servant, to be a good servant like the older brother. His behavior, his mentality was that he was a servant, though he was the son.
啊！佢唔系要得着呢个迷失嘅儿子翻嚟，好似大哥一样。呢、这个大哥虽然作为儿子，但系佢里边嘅灵咧系一个奴仆嘅灵。
He wants to have, he wants to find us, he wants to seek us, and after he's found us and sought us and saved us, he wants us to be his son. Now in Christ, in the last Adam, we be made son.
啊！佢唔单止嚟到寻找，佢并且嚟到挽回，并且嚟到拯救。叫我哋翻归到耶稣基督里边啊，嚟到成为儿子。
So in Christ, in the last Adam, what we found
喺基督里边，喺呢个末后嘅亚当嘅里边，我哋所寻找到嘅。
We became son.
我哋就晓得我哋成为儿子。
And you can't say, "Oh, I'm not a son." You, "Oh, I'm a sister. I'm not a son."
你唔可以话，哎呀，我系姊妹，我唔系儿子。
A sister also a son.
啊，从神嘅眼光嚟讲，姊妹都系儿子。
We are also all prodigal in that way.
我哋其实咧都系浪子嚟嘅
，and found by him，
被主寻找着
，found to become to be his son，
啊，并且得着成为佢嘅儿子
，and this is sonship，
呢个就系儿子嘅名分。
Today I want to share with you sonship not from the point of view of so many things， but from this thought， this line of life， this line of relationship。
啊，今天同大家嚟到交通到儿子嘅名分。啊，唔係講個別嘅嘢，啊，就係從呢個生命嘅一條線嚟到交通嘅。
Because this is sonship.
啊，因為呢個係講兒子嘅名分。
How do you become son?
你點樣成為兒子呢？
And in Romans it says, he who has this, he was led by the Holy Spirit is the son of God.
在這個羅馬書那裡來講，凡是被神的靈引導的都是神的兒子。
We can turn to it.
我們可以打開羅馬書。
Chapter 8.
第八章。
We can, chapter 8 verse 14.
第十四節。
We ask our brother to read.
請聽我讀。因為凡被神的靈引導的都是神的兒子。
So this is the definition of the son.
這個就是兒子的定義。
That you have the Holy Spirit.
你是有神的靈。
And you are led by the Holy Spirit.
被神的靈引導的。
It is very simple.
很簡單。
You do not need to be so and so, or you have to be very educated, whatever, to qualify to be the sons of God.
你不需要是某某名人或者是受过很多的教育才能够成为神的儿子。
You who have the Holy Spirit in you and are led by Him, and you are the Son of God.
你凡是被有神的灵在里面，并且是被他引导的，就是神的儿子。
And this life of the given by the Holy Spirit. This life given by the Holy Spirit.
这个生命是被圣灵所赐予的。
And what is this life? Whose life is this life?
所以这个的生命究竟是谁的生命？
This life is the life of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个生命就是神儿子的生命，主耶稣基督的生命。
Because he said, he who has the Son has life.
因为讲到凡是有神的儿子的就有生命。
Because you have his life.
因为你有他的生命。
But the life we need to grow.
但这个生命需要成长。
But we still want to, just to understand, the purpose of God, in calling us or giving us sonship.
但我都要了解明白神将我要引我哋进入呢个神儿子嘅名分嘅目的。
This is clearly stated also in the book of Ephesians.
呢个都喺以弗所书好清楚咁讲到。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 5 and 6, we ask the brother to read.
以弗所书第一章第五节同埋第六节，请听我读。又因爱我们，就按着自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
So you notice that there is this, the sonship.
所以你又看见儿子的名分
is through Christ.
是藉着耶稣基督的。
And also a grace.
并且是恩典来的。
It's in the beloved Son that we can receive this.
藉着这个爱子我才能够得所赐给我们的。
So we are, His grace is given to us so that we can be His sons.
祂的恩典将这个赐给我们，叫我们能够得着儿子的名分。
So sonship in terms of life is that God put us in Christ.
儿子的名分如果从生命这个角度来讲，就是神将我们摆在基督的里面。
In His life.
在祂的生命的里面。
And that's the starting, the beginning of sonship.
这个就是儿子名分的开始。
Now, it is wonderful, isn't it?
是何等的奇妙啊。
Sonship is that God has placed us in His Son.
儿子的名分就是神将我们放在祂儿子的里面。
He placed us so much so that we who were far off from God, now become so near and even be called sons of God.
我们原本是远离神的人，现今他居然将我们摆到与神的儿子何等的相近，我们甚至乎成为他的儿子。
Earlier in a prayer, sister prayed that we have the adoption of sons.
在祖先擘饼的时候，姊妹的交通来到祷告到我们有儿子的名分。
This word adoption,
这个儿子的名分,
it is not, it is in a way adoption. We are adopted as sons.
虽然表面上好像说我们被收养, 成为儿子。
Because we were taken from the far off state and as if we were adopted by God as sons.
我哋好似系从一个白话光咁俾神嚟到收养，成为一个儿子。
We're from the outside.
我哋系外族面嘅。
But now He has brought us into the inside.
但现今佢将我哋带到里面。
So this adoption is through what we read in Ephesians, through putting us in Christ and giving us His life, the Son of God's life, and then we are the sons.
这个好像收养而得儿子的名分呢，按以弗所书呢，他又将我们摆在基督的里面，并且将这个的名分给我们，将生命赐过给我们，叫我们成为这个儿子的名分。
So, but there is a purpose of the sonship.
叫我们得儿子的名分是一个目的的。
So we need to, this will of God, we need also in ourselves realizing that we are sons and then realize the purpose of God in giving us sonship.
我们要明白神叫我们得儿子的名分的目的。
So very much our whole situation is tied up with sonship.
我们整个的光景情形都是与儿子的名分有关联的。
So we read Romans chapter 8.
我们请你读这个罗马书第八章。
If we read verse 28 to 30,
we ask brother to read. 请听我读第八章罗马书二十八节到第三十节。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中作长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Verse 29 speaks of our sonship.
第二十九节讲到我们得儿子的名分。
That Christ may be the first son, the old in our midst, in the midst of his sons.
二十九节个叫基督就是儿子，在很多弟兄中来作长子。
Then verse 30 says that everything that God's done for us is tied up with this sonship.
第三十节就讲到神所为我们所预备的所有的事情都是跟作长子的 有关的。
He called us.
他来到召我们。
This calling is to do with sonship.
这个的召呢是跟这个作长子有关系的。
Become a son.
要成为长子。作儿子有关系的。
And this calling, after the calling, he justified us. This is to do with having the sonship.
所召来的人呢又称他们为义，这个都是跟这个儿子的名分有关系的。
After he justified us and he will glorify us, and this is also to do with sonship.
他所称为义的又叫他得荣耀，这个的也都是跟这个儿子的名分有关系的。
So we can see now, sonship is tied up with grace, the divine grace.
我们就看见儿子的名分是跟恩典有关系。
And this is the passage we read in Ephesians, that he is in his grace, that he has given us sonship. Here, we say that in all that he's done for us, in all that he's done for us after redemption, is for that purpose until glorification, is for the sonship for us.
在以弗所书里面讲到我们得着儿子的名分是因着他的恩典，是那个一个开始，来到这个罗马书一直去神所作过的一切，一直去到最末后叫我们得荣耀，都是在这个作儿子名得儿子名分这条线上边是有关系的。
Sometimes we are very, we study the word of God, we know what is justification.
很多时候我们读神的话，我知道什么是称义。
But we do not know the purpose of that.
但我们却不知道称义的目的。
But now we should realize,
但现在我们却应该知道,
He done all that in the redemption, reconciliation, calling us, justifying us, is so that we be conformed to Him, to Jesus, and we have the sonship.
原来在救赎的里面，在叫我与神和好的里面，在叫我亲义的步骤的里面，在叫我们得荣耀的里面，都是完全和得儿子的名分是捆绑在一起的。
We are safe, and that is sonship already, and he has in mind that he obtained sons.
原来我们被救赎回来，都已经是在进入儿子名分里面的一个步骤，他所要得着的目的就是叫我们得，就是叫神得着一班儿子。
And you know that the law is the, it says here, is that, in verse 29, it says, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
29节，使他在儿子中，他使他的儿子在很多弟兄中来作长子。
Brethren, what it is?
什么是弟兄呢？
It's a relationship.
是一个讲到一个关系。
Having the same life.
同一个生命。
You and I having the same life, so we are brothers of Jesus.
你同我都有同一个生命，所以我就是耶稣基督的弟兄。
God wants him, us to be conformed to him, so that he become, our image, of, become the firstborn, and we are conformed to him.
神的旨意就是叫我们来到被慕成神儿子的形象，叫他成为长子。
So how is this image molding? What is it?
这个无成神儿子的形象究竟是怎样的呢？
Do we all say that we are very much look like Jesus?
我们是不是说我们都很像耶稣基督呢？
We know that we are far from the image, the conformity of Jesus.
我们都说我们和神儿子个模样相差好远。
But we have the life.
但我却有生命嘅。
We have the life of our Lord.
我系有我系主嘅生命。
And this is the life of the Son.
呢个系儿子嘅生命。
So this life will have to grow.
呢个生命需要成长。
So receiving this life is through the Holy Spirit.
得着呢个生命系藉住圣灵。
Growing is also through the Holy Spirit.
成长都是靠圣灵。
It's no training, man's training required in this growing.
在这个成长里面不需要人的手来到训练的。
You don't need to go to Bible school to grow.
你不需要去圣经学院来到成长。
You don't grow because you have certain position.
你不需要说因着教会哪里有一个什么的名位你来到成长。
The only thing is that you can grow because you have the life of Jesus.
如果你有耶稣基督的生命，你就可以成长。
And growing is such a silent process.
并且成长是安静的。
Like Jesus, he in Luke he says he grew up in those years, from childhood, to become, and then he came out to minister. It's a very silent period of growth.
在路加福音里边讲到主耶稣在那里成长。然之后佢就出嚟服侍啦，好安静嘅。
And he has gained favor from man and God.
并且佢得到神同埋人嘅喜爱。
So a period of growth, a growing is very silent and very quiet.
所以成长嘅过程系好安静嘅。
But also sometimes very painful.
但系有时咧亦都系有痛苦嘅。
Because there is a growing pain.
因为有成长嘅痛苦。
Now we'll share about this process of growth.In a minute.
或者我迟啲嚟交通到呢个成长嘅过程。
But let me point to you one thing.
或者我指出大家一点。
Growing. Why sometimes we don't grow? Why sometimes we are stagnant?
点解有阵时我系停止咗唔生长呢
？When we receive the life of the Lord.
当我哋接受神嘅生命之后
，we begin to have so much knowledge.
我哋里边多咗好多嘅知识。
And our spiritual knowledge,
属灵的知识
，Bible knowledge,
圣经知识
，and this has taken the place of the life in us.
呢啲咧替代咗喺我里边耶稣基督嘅生命。
We have the life, and that's most important.
我哋有生命呢个最紧要嘅。
And these are the knowledge, Bible knowledge, scriptural knowledge. I mean, spiritual knowledge. They are no good if they do not become our life.
呢啲圣经嘅知识、属灵嘅知识，如果唔成为我嘅生命一部分，系冇好处嘅。
If they don't enable us to grow,
如果呢啲冇叫我哋心灵有成长嘅话
，and we just store a lot of knowledge. That's all.
我哋只不过系储蓄咗个知识，就系咁啦。
You see, this time when we went to Harvest Seeds conference, I want to bring out this point of growth. This time when we went to Harvest Seeds conference.
今次当我去呢个 Harvest Seeds 呢个嘅特会嘅时候，我想指出一点啊，关乎成长嘅。
Previous years we went the last 4 years or something.
前嗰四年我都有参加。
And at the last day, the last session is Q&A, question and answer.
最尾末了嘅时候就有大会嘅答问。
It's one whole session.
就成个嘅聚会就系问答啊。
有 three speakers.
三个讲员。
The oldest is Brother Kong.
最年长嘅就系光弟兄。
And the less older is Dana.
中间嘅就系丁娜弟兄。
And the youngest is David Pang, the son of
最年幼嘅咧就係David Pan 弟兄啊，就係Ted弟兄嘅仔。
And the theme of the conference was live by faith。
咁呢個特會個大題個題目咧就係因信被提升。
And the brother and sister were asked to write questions by the end of Sunday evening, so that they could give the questions to the speakers to be ready to give the answer on Monday morning。
弟兄姊妹们就可以在最后星期日就写一些的问题，星期一就交给讲员了。
So this time all the questions, most of the questions are, can you tell me, can you share with me your experience? How you, like the brother share on living within the veil? Then the question was, can you share with me, can you share with us how you enter into the veil?What is your experience? How you? What is it? What is it? How to do that?
好似弟兄有一个讲完交通道住在万内，咁呢个好多问题咧，就话请你话俾我听，你个经历系如何？你如何进入万内，过呢个万内嘅生活
？Previous conferences, the questions always is, can you explain to me what do you mean by saying this and that?
舊陣時嘅聚會呢個問題就係、請你話俾我聽，你究竟咁急講呢個信息係咩意思啊？再講一遍。
I don't understand something。
有啲嘢我哋唔明白。
I still remember the one year, the question of talking about brokenness. The question was。
我仲記得有一年咧，有一個問題係關乎破碎嘅。
And then the question was, is it one big broken, one incident you've been broken or what? How many?Incidences and all that. It's all talking about knowing, knowledge.
我记得咁啲问题咧就话系咪一次大破碎就搞掂晒，定系慢慢破碎？呢啲全部都系关乎知识。
But this time the questions really catch the speakers. Can you tell me your experience?
但今次呢啲嘅问题咧，佢系找住讲员嘅注意。呢个问题就话你可唔可以话俾我听，你究竟系点样经历呢一切
？So I learned something. In this conference is that the knowledge up to a point is useful, but then there is growth among those brothers and sisters who want to enter into the reality.
我哋学到呢一点就系、知识去到某一个阶段系有用嘅，但系必须要、成为属灵嘅实际，呢、这个先至能够成长嘅。
So we are not talking. We are not talking about or giving you or here more knowledge.
所以我哋唔系喺度讲到我要俾多啲知识俾你。
What we are trying to say is to grow into this knowledge.
我哋所要讲到嘅就我点样样喺呢个知识里边嚟到成长。
To grow as sons.
作为儿子嚟到成长。
But there's the word of God will also guide us into this growing.
神的话也都引导我们进入这些成长当中。
And also reveal to us why we are not growing.
并且神的话来启示给我们晓得为什么我们不是成长。
So, to, first of all, briefly, I want to share on the first John that we shared last time.
所以愿意在这个约翰一书那里跟大家有一些交通，就是上次我们交通过的。
Chapter 2.
是约翰一书的第二章
verse 13 to verse 13, that's all, just one verse.
就是第十三节。
We ask a brother to read in Chinese.
约翰一书二章十三节，父老啊，我写信给你们， 因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们信了那恶者。小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
Okay. We also read chapter 1, verse 1 and to 4.
我亦都读约翰一书第一章第一节到第四节。
We ask the brother to read.
请听我读。论到从起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼见过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又作见证，将原与父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
In verse 13, when he talks about the fathers,
在13节讲到父老们。
The fathers are those who are the elderly brothers and sisters in their midst.
父老们就是讲到在当中的比较年长的弟兄。
They are not there because of their old age.
他们不是因着年老去死了。
They are not there because they are not fathers because they are just old.
他们不是因为他们在那里因为他们年老所以他作为父老。
Because their fathers, it says because you have known him, that is from the beginning.
因为他作为父老，因为他从起初认识所原有的。
And then it goes on to say the young man.
然后就讲到少年人。
And then the little children.
然后讲到小子。
And when the, John used the word little children, he used a different Greek, word.
当这个约翰讲到小子的时候，他是用一个另外一个希腊的字。
This word is a little, a children that is to do with growing.
这个小子这个字呢是跟成长有关系的。
It's not like the other, many of the same words, little children. It has a sense of dear children, endearing. But this one is growing. It means there is a growth, in this, from this,childhood from these little children in Christ.
在约翰一书里面有几个小子，有小子呢就亲爱的好亲爱的孩子，但这里呢个小子是讲到成长的。
So there is a growth from little children to young men and to fathers.
所以这个成长是从小子成为少年人，从少年人成为父老。
But you know, when you first become, when you're born again, you have the life of the law,You're like a little child.
当你信主之后，你有神的生命，你成为小子了。
And it says they have known the Father.
呢度讲到小子，佢哋认识父。
Now, this one have known, this one have known, doesn't mean that they just have known and then they forget about it.
呢个话你曾经认识父，唔系话你曾经认识咗，你而家你而家忘记啦。
This means that in a tense, it means you have known, but you continue to know.
呢个讲话你曾经认识，并且你继续系认识嘅。
To know whom?To know the Father.
就是认识父。
Because it's the Father who has given you the Son's life.
因为乃是父将儿子的生命给过你。
Later on it says, young man, they overcome. Later it says, because the word of God abides in them.
这里讲少年人，你胜了恶者，迟些他又讲，因为神的话在你们的里面。
This abiding is not that I've read the Bible today and it's gone.
这个神的话住在你的里面，不是我今天读了神的话然后他就没有了。
This abiding is that it's like the word abode. It's a place, a dwelling place.
这个拉格达都神的话常住在是一个地方常住在里面的。
Abode, that is your house.
这个常住就是你家屋。
But the word, God wants to make the abode for his word in us.
神愿意叫他的话常住在安家在我的心里面。
To dwell in us.
叫神的话安家在我的心里
面。Abiding means, it's like making his word at home. Dwell in us.
这个常住就叫神将他的话安家在我的心里面。
And this word become life. It's not just a set of like Old Testament, Ten Commandments or the laws. But this is life. His word is life. And it abides in us.
他的话成为了生命。不是好像旧约的十诫外面的诫条， 但是在里面成为一个生命安家在里面。
And this father, and they're growing, and they, it says you have known him, or you continue to know him, that is from the beginning. Now this is striking, because when you're born as a babe, you have known the father, you continue to know the father, but when you've grown to be fathers, what does it say? You have known the one who is from the beginning.
这个作父老的话你是认识从起初原有的这个认识是继续重要认识的所以对我来说是很大的一个看见就是说作这个小子你要认识成长到这个少年人你还是要认识然后作为父老的时候你没有停过你还是要继续往前认识。
OK, Brother and Sister, I ask you a question.
弟兄姊妹我问你一个问题。
I don't know. Maybe I ask you a question so that you can start thinking.
我问这个问题，等你个脑动下脑筋。
What governs this growth?
这个成长呢，究竟有啲咩喺后边管治住咧？
If we read also chapter 1, what we read, the first few verses.
如果喺第一章你睇见头嗰几节。
And that which was from the beginning.
论到从起初原有嘅。
So what governs our growth?
究竟喺乜嘢嘢嚟管治我嘅生命咧？
If we are growing from baby, from having the new life, and what governs that growth to until we become fathers?
我哋从呢个小子嚟到成长，进到父老嗰度，究竟系有咩嘢嚟管治我哋生命嘅成长咧？
Is it our own ways?
系咪我哋自己嘅方法咧？
Or our theology?
是不是我们的神学呢?
Or our only our working hard, study more Bible, etc.
或者我们的努力多读圣经呢?
Or we serve God harder, more diligently.
或者我们努力的来服侍主呢?
I tell you, all these things won't cause you growth.
我告诉你这些所有的一切不会叫你成功。
I'm not saying that you should not serve God, you should not read the Bible, you should not love the law. But if you think that in doing so you grow, it is not what the word of God says.
不是说叫你不去读经，不是叫你不去服侍，但你却以为在这一切当中能够叫你成长呢，却是不对的。
That's why we don't grow, because we are, instead of growing, we get so worked up, zealous about work, serving Him, and get into all sorts of service and our work. But this, our life is still very young, very superficial.
所以很多时候我有那种错误的认识，我有十分的热诚的去服侍，以为这些就能够叫我们成长，但不是的。Still
our life is so shallow.
我们那个生命还很浅。
The life of the law is like a baby.
主的生命在我里面还是一个BB仔的阶段。
So let me ask you again. What governs this growth to fatherhood?
所以我再问大家一个问题，就重复问这个问题，究竟有什么东西 管治我的生命，以至于佢能够进到父老嘅阶段。
We say the negative things is not this and not that and not this.
我讲咗负面噶啦，唔系呢样，唔系嗰样。
So what is the real thing, the positive thing?
实际嗰样，正面嗰样，究竟系咩嘢？
In your heart, do you know?
喺你个心里边，你知道吗？
I'm think a brother has shared this before.
或者有人交通过。
Now, is that which is from the beginning?
就是从起初原有的。
That governs the end.
从起初原有的，就直到最后都是回到那里的管治。
That governs the growth to maturity.
就是从起初原有的管治，直到最末了要成长的，在那里的管治。
Until this sonship is fully grown.
直至到这个儿子能够成长，
and always is governed by that which is from the beginning.
都是从起初原有的那个来管制住。
Or put it simply, the trees outside are very tall.
外边的树很高大。
But it started off, I think, most likely started off with a seed.
但我知道都是从那粒种子开始。
You can't tell the tree to grow using other means.
你不可以用其他方法叫这个棵树成长。
apple tree will grow to become apple, with a seed to become apple tree, and will have apples.
一棵蘋果樹就從蘋果的種子長出來。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
when we grow,
當我們成長的時候,
John is saying, have you handled, have you heard, have you touched upon that which is from the beginning?
當我成長的時候, 約翰就說, 究竟你有沒有摸過, 聽過, 這個從起初原有的這個生命?
He said, this, if he wrote to us, and he wrote as a report to us about this eternal life, about that which they have touched upon, they have seen, and they have heard.
他將這個報告給我們,就是關乎這個原有的生命之道,就是他們所聽見的,他們所看見的,他們親手摸過的。
So this is, in a way, a report.
這個就是他們真實的報導。
It's a fellowship.
是一個交通。
And this report is so important.
這個報告是何等的緊要。
You cannot just say, oh, let's put it in the drawer and forget about it.
你不可以說將這個東西放在櫃桶裡面,然後走開了。
You see, at work, we have so many reports.
你知道我們有何等多的報告嗎?
At work, huh?
在工作裡面。
Oh, so many. Through emails now, oh, even so many.
就算你一邊又有很多。
How often do you read those reports?
你究竟有幾時去重複看這些報告呢?
A lot of them are so irrelevant.
很多都沒用的。
But this report is so relevant.
但這個報告很重要。
When you come to your old age, you must come back and check this report.
當你年老的時候,你回來,你要再 重檢這個報告。
And when you're growing from babyhood to young man, you also have to check this report.
當你從嬰孩去到少年人的時候,你都要檢查這個報告。
So if you don't, if you sidetrack, then you will not grow. Your life will be stagnant, will be arrested.
如果你向外走去的時候,你不再在裡面成長的時候,你就停在那裡了。
So John's epistles is to do with this, coming back to that which is not a doctrine, coming back to that which is not a religion, but coming back to life, the living law, touching him.
所以約翰就說,你要回來,這個不是一個教訓,這個不是一個宗教,你要回來進入生命的裡面。
You come back to touching him, to seeing him, to hearing him.
你回到生命裡面,你要看他,聽他,摸他。
You grow in experiencing him.
當你親自經歷他的時候,你就成長了。
And you know him from within.
那你就從裡面認識他。
And John also mentioned, told us that there's an anointing in us which teaches us all things.
約翰就告訴我們, 我有恩膏的教訓,在我裡面凡事都教導我們。
This is also in chapter 2.
這個是在第二章裡面。
And this anointing is the Holy Spirit.
這個恩膏就是聖靈。
And we lost this, we almost lost the function of the Holy Spirit because we rely on other things.
如果我們來到依靠別一些事物的時候,我們差不多就將這個恩膏的教訓失落了。
And it becomes so foreign, so strange to us. What is this anointing?
因此我們對這個恩膏的教導,我們覺得很陌生,我們好像完全不認識。
But John said, you have to abide in the Lord according to the anointing. In all things, he will anoint you.
但約翰說到,你要藉著這個恩膏常住在主的裡面,在所有事情上,這個恩膏都會引領你的。
So this, the Holy Spirit in us, leading us, and anointing us, teaching us.
所以聖靈在裡面,你要引導我們,教導我們。
So you know, if you want to grow into mature manhood,
所以我們曉得,如果我們要成長成這個成人,
like the Lord Jesus,
好像耶穌基督一樣,
you have to keep this growing that is in Jesus.
我們需要維持在基督裡面的成長。
We need to touch him, we need to hear of him, we need to receive the anointing, we need to, all that to do with him, a living Lord, and we are not in a religion.
我們需要你聽到他,見到他,摸過他,有這個恩膏在我們的裡面,不停的生命裡面來接觸他。
I think we all experience this the newness of life, the freshness of life when we first believe in Jesus.
我们都经历过，我们初信主的时候，这个里边生命嗰个更新，嗰个新鲜喺基督耶稣嘅里边。
And the joy.
并且里边有何等嘅喜乐。
But John is saying that there's a fullness of joy.
但系呢个约翰话有满足嘅喜乐。
This fullness of joy is not talking about how much joy you have.
这个满足的喜乐不是说你究竟有多少喜乐，
or how you feel about this joy，
或者你怎样感觉这个喜乐。
But this fullness talks about the fullness of the Lord.
这个完全满足的喜乐是说到主的丰满。
Because fullness, John always refers the fullness to the fullness of the Son of God.
在约翰他所说到的丰满的时候，就是说到神儿子的丰满。
In John chapter 1, it says, from him we have received fullness.
在这个约翰福音第一章的里面，他说从藉着他，我们得到这个丰盛。
We receive from him the fullness.
我们从他得着这个丰盛。
In Chinese, it says 丰盛 is abundant. But if you really translate it properly, fullness means full. It's not just 丰盛, but full. Like a cup of water. This cup you can't see. It's not full. It's got water.
在中文这个译做丰盛，但其实呢就是满了的意思。
Imagine this cup is full.
譬如你想象这杯水是满的。
And that is fullness.
这个就是满了。
And if we receive Jesus to the fullness.
如果我们接受耶稣是满满的话，
And also in Ephesians says, the fullness of God dwells in him, in Christ. And we also are the church, the vessel, to receive, to let this fullness dwell in us.
在以弗所书那里也讲到，神的丰满是在他的基督里面，神也都要这个丰满，叫教会成为一个器皿，你要盛装这个丰满。
And you know, this revelation, the eternal purpose of God, is very important. It's not just a theory, it's to lead us to the fullness of God in Christ.
神的丰满不是一个知识，一个道理，是要引我们进入基督的丰满里面。
And Paul says, he became an administrator of this purpose of God.
保罗，你要讲到。 他成为神这个旨意的执事。
This administrator is not like just like we, our job to be an administrator in office. It's not that. The meaning of this word, in the original meaning, is that is to put his purpose into effect. This is administration.
这个圣经里面所讲到这个执事，不是讲到好像我们行政人员做一些事情，这个乃是他要将神这个旨意放入他的实际里面。It's
to put into effect, put into fullness.
就是叫人能够得着那个完全的丰满，将它成为事实。And
this is very practical.
将它执行出来，这个是十分的实际的。
And in us, we will receive this fullness.
在我们里面，我们可以接受这个丰满的。
We need to grow.
我们需要成长。
The eternal purpose is administered to us so that it will be put into effect, into the reality.
神永远的旨意是能够实际的摆在我们的里面，叫我实际得着的，成为丰满的。
So this cup is not going to be full anymore.
这杯水现在喝了就不满了。
But when we receive the Lord, he wants us, John said, we receive from him the fullness.
当我们接受耶稣的时候，神是愿意我们从他那里得着丰满。
So I want to just share something about this growth.
所以我想交通一下这个成长。
We read from Romans chapter 8.
我们从这个罗马书第八章。
Remaining time, shall we just consider the end point and to see what it is like first?
或者我们先来思想，去到终点的时候，究竟会是怎样呢？
This is very important.
这个是很重要的。
We go back to chapter 8 of Romans.
罗马书第八章。
And we ask the brother to read from verse 18 to 25.
或者请听我读罗马书八章十八到二十五节。我想现在的苦楚若比将来将要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来，因为受造之物在虚空之下不是自己愿意的，那是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的核制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望。谁还盼望他所见的呢？但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
So the whole creation is subjected to vanity, to turmoil at the moment.
所以我们看见一切受造之物都一同劳苦叹息，直到如今。
They were made subject to vanity.
他们都是在这个虚空败坏的核制之下。
And they were made to in vanity, but they long for this entering into this the freedom. They are in bondage, they are in corruption, but they want to enter into this liberty, to being set free from their bondage.
这些受造之物在虚空之下，但它里面有个指望，它愿意脱离败坏核制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀，好像进入那个最后荣耀的当中。
How do they get into this liberty?
它是怎样来到进入这个释放里面呢？
It's into the liberty, the glorious liberty of the sons, of the children of God, but it's also, it says the Son of God.
我们得享神儿子自由的荣耀。
When the sons are being brought into this liberty of the glory, then the creation will also enter in. That's why they travail. They really travail because they so long for the time. At the moment, they make subject to vanity, but they long, they want to be set free from this bondage. And they look around us and they say, you and I, when are you going to be liberated as sons of God so that we can join you?
这些被造之物他都望着我们其差异我们几时我们能够得释放进入神儿子自由的荣耀的里面，因为唯有我们被造的人，我们成为儿子进入神儿子自由荣耀的时候，他们才能够得着释放，在这个虚空里面来脱离，得着这个自由。
So it speaks of this sonship, the obtaining of sonship in verse 23 is when our bodies are redeemed. That is when we meet the law, when we have a new body, and then this is the consummation of the sonship.
这个得着儿子名分最美那个的得以体验，就是原来就讲到我们身体得赎，就是我们得着一个新的身体，我们与主面对面的时候，这个就是我们完全得着儿子名分的最终。
This is a final thing.
就是最美的阶段。
So you can just see there is this liberty there. This liberty in the sons of God.
你又看见原来那里有一个自由，就在神儿子的里面有一个释放的自由。
This liberty does not come from you become certain denomination or whatever you do, you make you feel so happy and all this or,like a modern type of worship.
这个的自由不是说你参加某一个宗派或者现今很摩登的敬拜，你在那里得着一些自由。
This is not real liberty.
这个不是真实的自由。
And this liberty is not, if it's like that, it's not glorious.
甚至乎这个的自由如果真是的话呢，它不是荣耀的。
Because it says the liberty of the glory.
因为这个是得着自由的荣耀。
This glory belongs to God.
这个荣耀是属乎神的。
So this glory is not talking about our man-made things to glorify ourselves.
这些的荣耀的自由不是讲到人造的，叫我们自己这个人得荣耀。
And this liberty is the liberty of that glory.
这个自由就是讲到那个自由的荣耀。
we have to enter into this glory one day.
我哋系要进入呢个荣耀嘅有一日。
So today the Lord is doing a wonderful work in us.
啊，所以今日神喺我哋里边做一个奇妙嘅工作。
And is to set us free from the bondage.
啊，叫我哋脱离啊呢败坏嘅辖制。
啊 ，we read briefly John's Gospel chapter 11.
啊，请嚟到睇呢个约翰福音嘅第十一章。
We just read
说了这话，就大声呼叫说：拉撒路出来！那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说：解开，叫他走。
So glory, to see the glory of God, there is something. It is the glory of God.
你哋睇见啊，荣耀咧同神嘅荣耀嘅关系嘅。
So here the Lord say, I want you to see the glory of God.
啊，呢度咧，啊神话我要叫你睇见神嘅荣耀。
A dead person died for 4 days, and God wants us to see His glory.
啊，一个人死咗四日，神要叫我哋睇见神嘅荣耀。
But this glory is the glory of the resurrection of Lazarus.
啊，呢个荣耀就系拉撒路从死里边复活嘅荣耀。
And he's come out from that.
佢从水里边复活。
And is no longer he's dead. No longer he's still in the grave in the tomb.
啊，佢曾经死过，佢而家再唔喺坟墓里边啦。
And he's come out, the Lord said, come out, Lazarus.
主说拉撒路出来。
And he's come out.
啊，他就出来。
And he's alive.
他就活了上来了。
And previously, he was dead in the tomb.
之前呢，他在坟墓里面死的。
And corrupted.
啊，败坏的。
And smelly.
啊，臭的。
But, he's come out. Is this the final thing? Is this the glory of God when he came out?
他现在出来了，这个是不是进到最后的阶段呢？
No,
有没有荣耀神呢？
No, because he was bound by this cloth, the dead body's cloth. His eyes, face were bound, his hands were bound, his feet were bound.
原来呢，他还有很多东西包住他，脸上边有布包住，手巾又包住他，手脚都包住。
He is resurrected, he has risen, he's got resurrected life, but he's bondage, he's bound.
他有一个复活的生命，但他还被一些捆绑住。
Oh, his eyes were bound. He could not see.
他的眼被绑住，睇唔见。
His hands were bound. He could not move. His feet were bound. He could not move.
他的手被绑住，脚被绑住，他喐唔到。
Though he has a risen life, resurrected life, but he was in bondage.
虽然他有复活生命，但他是被受捆绑的。
And this is not the glory of God.
这个不是神的荣耀。
This is not really the glory of God. Though we have eternal life, resurrected life, the life of the Son of God, if we are in bondage, this is not the glory of God.
虽然我们有神儿子的生命，我们有复活的生命，但是如果我们仲是被捆绑的，这个不是没有神的荣耀在那里。
This liberty of the glory, we have to come to this point that Jesus said, lose him, then let him go.
自由的荣耀就是耶稣说，将他放开，叫他弹走。
Let him go.
出来。
Don't be bound. This person has life, but he's bound. Today we see the situations in us, we are bound, bondage in us, all sorts of bondage in us. And we cannot move a bit.
主你要话解开，叫佢走。今日我哋虽然有呢个生命，但我有好多捆绑喺我身上边。这个捆绑唔能够叫神得荣耀，神要叫呢个捆绑你要除去，叫我哋能够行走。
And can you see our state? We are like a living corpse, but full of bandages.
你睇见我哋嗰、那个形象嘛，就好似个行走嘅僵尸一样，满咗呢个捆绑。
The law needs to set us free.
主要释放我哋。
In Galatians say, the law has set us free, therefore remain in that freedom, that liberty.
加拉塔书讲，神已经叫你得荣耀啦，已经叫你得自由啦，因此你要喺呢个自由里边。
And Paul admonished, told them that that he would rather travail for them, that Christ be formed in them.
保罗，你要讲，我为你哋，你要再受生产之苦，叫基督再一次成形喺你边生产出嚟。
And you have the life of the law.
叫你哋能够得着基督嘅生命。
You have the life of the law.
你有主嘅生命。
But you are not defining. You are not able in you to define the life of the law in you.
但你却冇办法喺你个里边嚟到活出主嘅生命喺你个里边。
Defining means you know for sure.The life of the law.
你喺里边冇得唔肯定知道神嘅生命喺你里边。
And in Chinese say 成形啊 ，it's something like this. It's defining the life of the law.
就冇办法叫基督成形喺你个里边。
It's we have the life of the law, but we can't define it.
我哋有基督嘅生命，但系我哋冇办法成形喺里边。
Or we don't have the power of this life to set us free.
我哋冇呢个生命嘅大能。嚟到叫我哋得以自由。
In Galatians that we could be bound by all these things of the law, legalism, and our flesh, and therefore we are still trusting in other things. We cannot define the life of the law in us.
喺加拉太书里边，就系佢哋俾一啲律法呢啲嚟到捆绑佢哋，以至于基督嘅生命冇办法喺里边嚟到成形。
So, brother and sister, to grow in the law is a quiet.It's a very quiet thing.
在基督里面的成长是安静的。
But gradually, in you, you begin to define the Lord's life in you.
但慢慢的基督的生命要在你里面成形。
You begin to see the boundary of the life of the Lord widening, growing in you.
慢慢你又看见基督的生命在你里面有一个界限在里面来扩阔增长。
You begin to see Christ forming in you.
你慢慢睇见基督喺你里边嚟到成形。
And actually, the word is fully formed.
直到长大成人。
It's not just formed, but fully formed.
唔单止系成形，乃系长大成人。
So this process of liberty, liberation in us, in the life of the Lord in us, is so important today.
原来呢个得自由嘅过程系叫主耶稣成形喺我里边系十。长大十分紧要嘅。
And this is to do with the consummation.
呢个就系同呢个得赎
嘅永远嗰个 finality， 嗰个最后嗰个完善新存嘅完善。
呢个就系到最后嗰个结局，呢个得儿子名分系有十分关系嘅。
Brother and sister, sometimes don't you feel you are crushed within？
有时我系咪觉得我里边好受压咧
？Now this is you need to realize that the law need to.Set you free.
我哋需要认识到神要喺个里边嚟释放你。
That you be these things that so easily crush us that will not no longer crush us, but is the life of the law gaining victory in us.
呢啲俾我哋嘅压制，需要神嘅大能释放我哋，叫我哋不再受压制。
And the bondages, the cloth that binds us.Will be taken out, will be removed.
所有捆绑我哋嘅，神要将佢挪开。
And that we may be able to go, walk, to go, like the Lord said, let him go.
就好似主话解去行走。
You go, you don't be bound, you don't be like here, so miserable in your life. You have my life, I want to set you free, to enjoy, to go into, one day, into the liberty of that glory.
神唔系要叫我喺一个忧愁嘅光景嘅里边。神是叫我们进入那个自由，并且有一天进入那个荣耀的自由的里面。
And this is the final, the sonship liberated into the glory.
这个就是得儿子的名分，最后那个阶段进入那个荣耀的自由的当中。
Finally, I just don't have time, but I want to share with you about what the Lord said in Matthew 11. He who is heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest.
最后我想讲到马太福音十一章，就是主讲到烦恼苦担重担的人开到我这里来，我就叫你得安息。
I'm meek and lowly.
凡是劳苦，
我是柔和谦卑。
我的心里边柔和谦卑。
You come to me and learn me and you will have rest.
你们当负我轭，学我的样式，你就心里必得享安息。
And this is entering into sonship.
这个就是进入儿子的名分。
To enter into his life,
进入他生命的里面
and to know his life is our provision.
并且知道佢嘅生命系供应我哋一切
嘅。We are easily heavy laden。
啊，我哋好容易啊就担重劳苦担重
担。When we are heavy laden, we are so weak。
啊，当我劳苦担重担，我里边好软弱。
We don't have strength。
我哋冇能力。
We are as if bondage。
我哋就喺嗰度嚟受捆绑。
And the Lord said, "Come to me." The Lord said to us, "Come to me."
主向我哋讲，你嚟我呢度。
Come into my sonship. Come into my life.
进入我生命的里面，进入我儿子名分里面。
Actually, the sonship with an S, the capital letter S, sonship, is the Lord Himself, His sonship, but He wants us to enter as sons. So, entering into His life, burden being lifted, our trouble being helped by the Lord.
这里讲到儿子的名分是大草的。就是讲到神儿子的名分，我们乃是进入他儿子的名分，成为众子。当我们进入他的时候，主的生命就叫我们这劳苦重担要被挪开。
Every day we need the law. We are troubled. We are pressed within, crushed. And the Lord said, "Come to me and experience my life."
每日我们都有很多的重担被压制，但是主说进到我这里来。在他生命里面得生命。
Sonship has strength.
这个儿子的名分是有能力的。
Sonship has that strength is when we come to him.
这个儿子名分得着能力，唯有我们进入他的里面。
And the Lord said, previous to this, the Lord said, "Oh Father, it is your good pleasure to reveal to babes, but those who are, think that they are prudent and wise, you hide from them." Now he's saying the babes.Father is going to reveal to them.
主说感谢你，感谢父，你将这个事情向这个婴孩就打开，向那些聪明通达的人就隐藏了上来。
And we are babes in the Lord.
我们在主里边就是婴孩。
We are born and the Lord wants to reveal himself to us.
主是愿意将他自己向我们来启示。
And those who are rested in their growth are those whohave not been continuing in this life, the pursuit of this life, walking with him.
如果我们在这个生命当中停了，没与主一同来到行走，不再生长了。
So this is coming to him, he's meek and lowly. And this conforming to him, meek and lowliness, and all the rest of the Lord being conformed in us, and we have strength because of that.
我们如果进到好像主那样柔和谦卑的时候，这个生命就要得着我们，我们里面就得着这个安息。
It is the brokenness come to him.
就是这个就是被破碎了进到主的里面。
Come to him and know that he is our life.
来到他的里面，知道他是成为我生命的供应。
He is not just my religion. He is inside me. He is my life. He has given me this life of sons.
不是只是认识这个宗教，而是他是我的生命。我是进到他里面。
And Paul said in Galatians 2:20, he says, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I'm crucified with Christ."
在加拉太书二章十节的时候，不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着。
And his Christ lives in him.
基督在我里面。
He's no longer him, the flesh lives.
不再是我，就不再是这个肉体在那里活出。
But Christ is his life and lives out through him.
乃是基督的生命在我里边替我活着。
Brother and sister, to grow in sonship is a very practical thing.
在儿子的名分里边来到继续长进是很实际的。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
这个是圣灵的工作在我里边来到工作。
And he will set you free.
他要将你来到释放。
He will set you free from whatever bondage you are in.
他要叫你得着自由，从你捆绑里边得着自由。
And you'll be growing.
因此你就会被成长。
And you'll be going.
并且你会行走，又都会生长。
So may the Lord bless His word to us.
愿意主祝福他自己的话。
Shall we end in prayer?
我们末了有祷告。
We ask our brother to pray.
主，我们感谢你。主啊，你的旨意不单是叫我们紧紧来得救，并且你要叫我们得着神儿女自由的荣耀。主啊，叫我们不单止是在小子。主啊，你盼望将我在儿子的名分里边，将我们成为少年人， 主要成为父老，在每一个阶段里面，你没有叫我们在停止过，你这个生命是活的。哦，主要我们真的藉着这些话，主要叫我们得光照。哦，主要不叫我们真的省察，主要我们的自己。哦，主要无论将我哪个光景里面，哦，主要我们真的不活的，主要我们就是死的。哦，主要你的心意它是如此，要我们得着这个是丰满。因此主要我们真的在你面前，主要我们来到苦服，主要敬拜。哦，主要愿意，主要你光照我们每一个人。哦，主要都叫我们在你主面前，主要你要如何的，主要你要诚实。哦，主要看见，主要我们的光景，主要我们的荒凉。哦，主要我们不在主的引导的里面，主要你何等的伤心。哦，主要我们不叫主自己得着这个荣耀的旨意。哦，主要真此，主要我们愿意，哦，主要我们愿意，主就是叫我们里面你要谦卑。哦，主要我们真的晓得我们不能够靠着我们自己，但主要我们唯一可以的，就是我们向主来诚实。主要我们向主来呼求。哦，主要我们当我们愿意进到主的里面，主要我们与主来合作的时候，主要我们愿意，主你有大能叫这些捆绑能够完全被释放。好多时主要我们只不过我们自己不愿意。哦，主要真的向我们来发声。哦，主要你的话在我们里面叫我们起来，主要我们不要做一个活死人，主要我们要在里面充满主要这个自由复活荣耀的生命。主要叫主来得自由。哦，主要叫我们真的我们能够走出去，就好像拉撒路这样。主要愿意主你自己的话，主要在我们里面得以有一个安家的地方找着我们的心。哦，主要我们感谢主，早晨主要给我们这一切的交通，不是叫我们得着更多的知识。哦，主要叫我们里面得以懊悔。主要我们能够回头有这个亮光，主要帮助我们生命的成长。我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。